I can only apologise if you cannot get that out of your head today. I've only got apologies for you, so sorry for that. But the question is how come they are? What is it about those songs that make them so big? Well, I'm joined now by Michael Infante from One Media IP. Good afternoon, Michael.
Good afternoon, Kevin. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. Very well. And they're seeing a bit of a cold, but apart from that, I'm okay. So One Media IP, you run the British music label Songs for Children, which was launched in, I think, 1978. First independent record company to focus on children's material. I guess the big question is, Michael, is what is it? You know, what is it about these that make them so popular?
Well, of course, you've got a moving audience always from preschool, from kids, you know, literally in the cradle right the way to when they're 4 or 5 years old. And parents, grandparents will always start off by playing simple, repetitive tunes, which forms the part of stories normally with a moral. I mean, these are songs that have been passed on from the 1700s before talking books and songs were ever invented as fables. And they were there to tell stories. So you've got hundreds of years in every territory in the world and different versions of songs that are left there to start with to entertain and educate, you know, preschool children.
Yeah, but you mentioned there from the 18th and 19th centuries. I mean, you know, obviously words that they were talking about then may not slip through the net now. Are there many that are just not politically correct anymore?
Oh, my goodness, I'm sure there are. But at the end of the day, these cross boundaries. And, of course, what we've seen is the popularization, if you like, of music, really from the days of vinyl and then to CD, tape, books on tape, and kids used to get a lot of tapes in those days, right up now to the digital, you know, environment. So consequently, the amount of songs now being made available, and as we've often pointed out, when we go back just to the early days of tapes or CDs, you only had a limited stock in your small supermarket or your toy shop. Yeah. Now there are thousands and thousands that can be streamed and downloaded. So it's opened the market up, and we have to, people like ourselves with Songs for Children, you know, we nod ahead to the way the BBC started this, the way that Disney have popularized it in films. So you have this constant preschool. Eventually you outgrow the sort of music we're talking about, normally by about 4 years old. You know, you've moved on to other things. But yeah, that very early stuff, that's what works for preschool.
Yeah, I just mentioned just in the intro there, Michael. You okay there?
Crazy dog just barking at the door. Sorry about that.
I thought you were queuing up another.
I'll go and play some children's music. She'll be fine.
I mentioned Baby Shark there at the intro. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, you know, 14 billion views in one sitting, as it were. You know, have there been any more recent kids' songs that have got as big as the old ones? Because obviously, Baby Shark is right up there. Are there any more?
Well, nobody actually accumulates the number of streams or downloads or record sales for kids' music because it doesn't chart. It's not recorded in the normal way that, say, a Taylor Swift record would be recorded. And also, there are so many versions. There is no definitive version of Bar Bar Black Sheep. And if I have a look at the moment on, say, Spotify or whatever, I will probably find about 200 different versions. And so, consequently, If there was only one definitive version, like a pop star would create, or the Beatles have one, She Loves You, and you accounted for it, the numbers are just incalculable. They are huge, absolutely huge.
Yeah, and tell us a bit more then about the music label Songs for Children. It's been going nearly 50 years. So what a journey that is.
Yes, indeed. Well, again, started back in the mid-70s. And the idea that put it together was back in those days on cassettes, because cassettes were the regular format and kids were given little cassette players. Parents had cassettes in cars. So consequently, the best way of entertaining children was to put one of these tapes on. And it's almost on a loop at that point. So the company developed many hundreds of songs back then in quite a BBC-esque style. And so you consequently had sort of English being spoken quite precisely. And of course, you know, that whole style that you had inherited from the 50s and 60s. And it was very, very popular. And indeed also exported globally, because we don't just sell our English nursery rhymes here in the UK. You'd be amazed at how many of the nursery rhymes and spoken word products that we have go to foreign territories, and they are used for early learning to teach English.
Yeah. It's obviously it's created around that melody, isn't it? I guess to get into this industry, if you were to create and write songs for children, it would be a great business model, wouldn't it?
Well, it is, and we create on a regular basis many, many spoken word products which have rhymes and have songs within them. And we use famous celebrities now, and one of the most famous and best loved that we put out a while ago was Rick Mayall, just before he sadly passed.
Oh,
and
okay.
Rick read 6 and 7 stories and also had rhyme in it. And, you know, if you look for the Rick Mayall stories on Google, on YouTube, you can listen to all the stories free of charge, and they are terribly entertaining. You can also stream them, obviously, on your, you know, preferred digital store. But they are very entertaining. And of course, Rick, having that warped sense of humour, his voice doesn't drive parents mad, so they're among the most listenable. But we do this as a regular basis. We take different themes of nursery rhymes. We take different themes of fables and stories. We create new twists to give them a slightly more modern feel these days, because quite rightly, as you mentioned earlier, you've got to be updating these stories as they probably were, you know, in the last 50 years to when they were first told in almost Old English back in the 17th century.
Yeah, I guess so. You're in this business. You've been in this business for a very, very long time. You were obviously a child once. Is there one song that sticks in your mind?
Oh, goodness me. I get asked this quite regularly. And actually, one of your colleagues on the BBC asked me this, and I changed my vote at the last minute. And I have one all-time famous kids song that, you know, I listened to when I was a child, which was the theme tune to Fireball XL5.
Oh.
I Wish I Was a Spaceman. And it was just sung by Don Spencer, so of its time, but beautifully, beautifully orchestrated by the late, great Barry Gray. So that would be among my favourite songs, I guess, as a kid. And probably I was 5 years old when that came out, so that dates me. There are a few others, but that's my all-time favourite.
Yeah, I could. You know what, Michael? I could probably join you on that. But can I throw into the mix as well, Stingray, dun-dun-dun-dun. Did you just go back then to 5 years old?
I went back to 5 years old and was surprised that you didn't sing the outro, which was Marina.
Well, it's on my pad. I've got it on here. Oh, Marine Boy, darling Marine Boy. By the way, I'll do those for free, actually, Michael. You know, if you want to, you know. No, they were great.
Well, we'll generate some royalties for somebody there, I'm sure.
Oh, honest. And I think as well is that there was just something about, I think the programmes and the songs that we used to watch as kids and listen to, like the few that we've just mentioned there, Fireball, XL5, Stingray, Marine, but Aqua, Aquamarina, all of those were just, you know, we can associate them. Can you imagine if they brought those out and did like a remix version of that as well now?
Well, do you know what? The theme to Stingray that you just mentioned, if you actually listen to that, it's got a greater than 160 beat of the drums that starts at the beginning.
Okay.
That's begging for a remix.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yes.
You should play that. You should play the opening signature theme tune to Stingray and listen to that boom ba boom ba boom ba boom as it starts. And then imagine a DJ getting hold of that and actually doing a new remix. There we are. We've just given somebody a chance to make another 14 billion downloads and try and match Baby Shark. And let's face it, it's all underwater adventures.
Yes, I can hear them running up the stairs now, going to their homemade bedroom studio, getting their samples out and everything. Oh, Michael, great to chat to you. Thanks for giving us a little insight there into
Thank
that.
You very, very much, Kevin.
And we've created loads of earworms there for our listeners.
Listen, I'm not going to say anything about Liverpool finishing third. Go on, what's happened there? I want to see better performance next year.
I think we've just lost Mike. Michael, are you there? I think we've just lost you there. I think we've just lost you.
Bless you, Kevin. Take care.
No, bless you too. Thanks a lot, Michael. All the best. Bye-bye. Lovely chatting to Michael. They're Michael Infante from One Media IP. They run the British music label for songs for children.